presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Marginal Revolution, June 12, 1113 America, New York, Sunday. Assorted links. 1. Turning points in cancer treatment? 2. John Collison interview, and Patrick Collison interviews SBF. 3. Appreciation of Dale Jorgensen, WSJ. And a very good John Fernald intellectual biography of Jorgensen, 49 pp.
BBC News Business.
June 12, 1057 America, New York, Dragon's Den star Hilary DeVay dies aged 65. Hilary DeVay died at her holiday home in Morocco after a long illness, her former agent confirms.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 12, 10 o'clock America, New York. Why complex pricing plans backfire with consumers. A little complexity helps companies raise prices without customers noticing. But at some point, it drives consumers away.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 12, 10 o'clock America, New York. Some ads play on streaming services even when TV is off. The findings on the issue, which causes an estimated waste of more than $1 billion a year for brands, come as an ever-growing share of ad dollars is shifting from traditional TV to streaming platforms.
Daily FX Market News.
June 12, 10 o'clock America, New York, S&AMP, P500 and AMP, FTSE 100 forecast for the week ahead. Equities slump after hot CPI. Rally sellers remain dominant.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 12, 9 o'clock America, New York, cruise line pricing is lost at sea. Cruise companies are lowering prices even as expenses swell.
BBC News Business.
June 12, 8:39 America, New York, fuel prices, business secretary wants review of rising costs. The business secretary wants to know if a 5p fuel duty cut is being passed on quickly enough to drivers.
BBC News Business.
June 12, 8:39 America, New York, fuel prices, business secretary wants review of rising costs. The business secretary wants to know if a 5p fuel duty cut is being passed on quickly enough to drivers.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 12, 8:20 America, New York, McDonald's in Russia reopens under new ownership. The relaunched restaurants were accompanied by a marketing blitz aimed at convincing locals that the new chain's burgers are as good as the American version.
Marginal Revolution.
June 12, 7:25 America, New York, new service sector jobs for economists. At Wizards of the Coast, we connect people around the world through play and imagination. From our genre-defining games like Magic, The Gathering, Registered, and Dungeons & Amp, Dragons, Registered, to our growing multiverse, we continue to innovate and build new ways to foster friendship and connection.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 12, 7 o'clock America, New York. Japan's yen takes a beating in a global market rout. The yen is approaching its weakest point since 2002, stuck between a strong US dollar and Japan's easy money policy.
Global Economy.
June 12, 7 o'clock America, New York. Economic thinking is at a crucial inflection point. The market-friendly governing philosophy that triumphed in the 1980s is on the defensive.
New York Times Business.
June 12, 7 o'clock America, New York. The week in business. Trouble for Tesla? Inflation recorded another increase. The Fed will probably follow with a new rate bump. And Wells Fargo is under criminal investigation.
BBC News. Business.
June 12, 5:47 America, New York. Russia unveils Tasty McDonald's substitute. The fast food outlets are rebranded as Tasty and that's it, after the burger giant pulled out.
BBC News Business.
June 12, 5:47 America, New York. Russia unveils Tasty McDonald's substitute. The fast food outlets are rebranded as Tasty and that's it, after the burger giant pulled out.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 12, 5:30 America, New York. Earnings are under threat, another blow to sagging stocks. Microsoft, Target warn results will be lower than expected as forecasts are trimmed across industries. BBC News, Business.
June 12, 5:08 America, New York. Hajj Muslim pilgrims face losing out from online booking to Mecca. The Saudi government wants Muslims to book online for Mecca, but many have already paid tour agents.
New York Times Business, June 12, 5 o'clock America, New York, when you're forced to cash out in a bear-like market. You can't leave money in your IRA forever, as dictated by IRS rules. This can put retired investors in a tough spot. New York Times Business,
June 12, 5 o'clock America, New York, when you're forced to cash out in a bear-like market. You can't leave money in your IRA forever, as dictated by IRS rules. This can put retired investors in a tough spot.
Marginal Revolution.
June 12, 4:20 America, New York, Inflation is Everywhere, Mobile Home Edition. In interviews with a dozen mobile home residents around the country, all said their rents had risen this year. Most reported increases of 10 to 25%, although some said monthly payments had doubled or tripled.
Global Economy.
June 12, 4 o'clock America, New York, will the Fed signal a slower pace of rate rises this autumn? Market questions is the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Armstrong Economics.
June 12, 009 America, New York, Pregnant Ken. The post-pregnant Ken first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
Armstrong Economics.
June 12, 001 America, New York, It's Plugged In. Now What? The post It's Plugged In. Now What? First appeared on Armstrong Economics.
Global Economy.
June 12, 00 America, New York, Bo could exceed rate expectations to show it is serious on inflation. MPC meeting to consider 0.5% rise in wake of Johnson's cost of living support measures.
Daily FX Market News.
June 11, 2200 America, New York, Euro forecast, USD now turns to the Fed and Bo after a hawkish ECB. The euro is struggling to rise despite an increasingly hawkish European Central Bank as competition gets stiff between its major peers. Where to for USD with the Fed's turn next?
Daily FX Market News.
June 11, 1800 America, New York, Swiss franc price forecast. Parity on the cards for USD, CHF ahead of SNB rates decision. The Swiss franc's rapid decline of late may be in for further weakness ahead of the SNB and Fed rate decisions respectively, while USD, CHF looks to test 1.00.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 11, 1436 America, New York, Nationalism and the Global Economy. If globalization is good for the global economy, then you might expect the current wave of nationalism to be bad for the global economy. Is there evidence to support that claim? Consider the two biggest factors that are currently slowing global growth. 1.